Big Finish for the love of stories.
The railway station was an old one, cavernous and noisy. Kelly stood self-consciously by the platform, hoping he wouldn't think she'd dressed up especially smart or anything in order to meet him. Her new hairdo was being blown all over the place by the air rushing through the sooty arches. So, Simon was coming back. He'd been away over 4 years, was it? Away at university, like he always said he would. Would he be coming back home like a whole new person? Maybe she wouldn't even recognize him now. So much would have changed for him. She had brought him a present, something unusual. She was clutching it tightly as the train arrived, and she felt herself getting even more anxious. Not just about recognizing him or the awkwardness of meeting him again, or even worrying that they would still get on. Kelly was worried that Simon might have changed his mind. That could have happened in just the time since their recent phone call and him making the journey back north. He could have decided that it was all just a terrible idea. And really, why had he even agreed to the plan? He had nothing to tie him to this place anymore. Just fond memories, maybe. Nothing really palpable. His parents were dead, and in more recent years, the grandparents he had lived with in his teenage years had gone as well. He hardly had any friends either, just Kelly, with whom he had enjoyed a sporadic email correspondence. She was his last link with the North, and maybe that wasn't enough to draw him back this way for good. She had been so pleased, admit it, she told herself, when he had said impulsively, yes, he would come back. He would come and take over running the shop. He would do his duty and hold the fort. Now, all of a sudden, here he was, just about the last one climbing off the train, looking up and down the platform. She felt a stab of affection for him, the slightly feckless way he was looking about, obviously wondering if he'd still recognize Kelly after all this time. But then he saw her and grinned broadly. Same old Simon. His hair was shorter, tufted up as if he'd been sleeping on it. He was in a sloppy old T-shirt and an unspeakable purple cardigan, too small for him, making him look more gangly than ever. She hugged him and helped him with his bags, swung one onto her shoulder and led him out of the station. He still smelled the same, that too sharp cologne boys bought for themselves when they first started shaving. He hadn't changed at all. Oh, can we sit down and have coffee first? He asked. He wanted to take stock of where he was, to realize properly that he was actually back home. Kelly smiled in agreement, feeling a bit shy as he studied her looks and the garish purple she dyed her hair.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rash decision last night, purple hair, like I'm a teenager again. She laughed at herself, keen for him to see that she could do so nowadays.
In the cafe, they sat and she presented him straight away with his unusual present.
Well, thanks.
He examined the object. It seemed to be some kind of glass jar, cool to the touch and heavier than it should be.